How was practice with the high school guys today?
It was cool. I didn't get to go against them, but it's all good.
A couple big boys on that.
Yeah, they did have some big guys. One of the kids, I think, committed to VTech or something like that, right?
Did you see anybody that reminded you of you when you were that age in high school today?
Nah, I was Rudy Poop when I was that age.
Charles, can you kind of take us through your back operation and the rehab process for that?
Well, I had back surgery maybe like 6 months ago or something like that. And I was just rehabbing the whole time during the summer. And, it went pretty good. I mean, it took a while for it to really start feeling back right. Still to this day, you know, I'm still rehabbing and still trying to get it back right. But it's feeling good and it's getting better. So I'm just going through this process and just keep getting better every day.
You saw a couple flashes earlier, late last week and early this week, of kind of that old speed that you have. Does it feel good to get back out there and get after some quarterbacks?
It does. I mean, it just feels good to be here, you know, being healthy right now, you know, and it's my main thing is just trying to stay healthy, just trying to stay positive about everything, and hopefully, you know, I can help my team out the best way I can.
How does it feel having Peppers on the other end out there with you?
It feels good. I mean, but we got a lot of other guys, you know, that's gonna contribute too. You know what I'm saying? Pep is gonna be a big part of what we got, and it just feels good to have him here. You know what I mean? Anytime you have a guy like him with his caliber or what he can do, you know, if you have him on the line, you know, it brings a big present to the D line. So you know, the potential is good, but you know, we gotta work at it. You know, we gotta gel, and he gotta gel with us. So we're still working on that part.
Charles, how long had the back been an issue for you, kind of bothered you? Did you have pretty much immediate relief after this surgery?
Yeah, it was very immediate relief. The older you get, you know, the more stuff start nagging you and stuff like that. So I've been had a couple, you know, just minor little injuries with my back, but it never fazed me until this off season where I couldn't walk. And when it got to that point, I had to have surgery.
Do you think it was a kind of an accumulation kind of deal, or was there a certain play that really injured it?
Nah, I didn't really feel it until like February when I just got out of bed, and literally I could not walk for like 2 weeks. So when that happened, I was like, man, I gotta do something to get this right. So you know, I had to have surgery.
Compared to all your other injuries you've had, just the back.
Yeah.
It has to be so crippling. Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend anybody have back surgery. I mean it's a relief, but that process before going, you know, it's kind of scary if you can't walk, you know what I mean, if you can't feel the feeling in your foot, your leg, you know what I'm saying? It'll scare you up, but you know, once you have a surgery and get a release, you know what I mean, go through that process, you know, it helped out a lot.
You think that's connected to the hamstring and everything, all that was kind of connected together?
Yeah, I mean, it's all connected to something, you know. I'm not a guy that would know all those pieces that it'd be connected to or what it can affect or what it could not affect. It's not my forte to tell you that thing. Like I said, when I had surgery, I just felt the immediate relief, and I'm glad I did it.
Charles, when you're going through that, I mean, anybody who's been around somebody that's had back surgery knows what that's like. I mean,
right.
Did you ever think, maybe I might not be able to play this game?
Hey, it went through my mind. I'm definitely not going to lie. When you can't walk and you can't feel no feeling in your leg, you know, you think about all type of stuff, you know. And the crazy thing is there was so many people that came up to me and said they had the same thing done, especially in the building, you know, just from people in older age come down and say I had the same thing done, you know. But they gave me a lot of hope of how they did it because they had good recoveries from their surgery and stuff like that. So it felt good when I heard other people had the same thing done and how they handled it and how they looking at it now. So it was okay.
Charles, kind of a weird question, but when you had that experience and you woke up and you couldn't feel your foot and you said you barely could walk and couldn't walk, what was the first thing you did? Did you call someone? Like, what'd you do?
Yeah, the first thing I did was call RV. I called the trainer, and I went in. And I was like, man, I couldn't, you know, I can't feel nothing in my leg. It was just this shock going on my leg. And then it kept getting worse and worse. And then I had the shot, the epidural shot. And it seemed like after the epidural shot, it just made it even worse. And when I was laying on my floor for 2 weeks and could not, you know, walk or anything, you know, it just, it was devastating. But at the same time, you know, I was like, man, I got to do something. You know, we was trying to avoid surgery because, you know, anytime you have surgery, it's like a long kind of setback, you know. But it was, I'm glad I did it in the off season when we had the chance. So if I would have did it now, I probably wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing right now. So I'm glad I went ahead and knocked that out.
Were your kids like stepping around you while you were on the floor?
Kid? One kid. Don't say kids. Yeah, my son, he didn't, at first he didn't understand. I couldn't pick him up and all that, you know what I'm saying? But after a while, he understood that I couldn't really function or do anything like that. And how active I am with my son, you know, that's a big part of my life. So it was just a minor setback, you know, and it took me a minute to be able to pick him up and do everything now. But I'm glad I did.
Charles, what's your routine with the hyperbaric chamber, and what benefits do you see?
Oh, usually when I get done, I'll probably go in around about 11 o'clock, and it's curfew, and I'll get in there for like 45 minutes and just meditate and just put my headphones on and just sit in there for a good 45 minutes to an hour and then get out, you know, and just try to help my body recover.
You've done that a few years, haven't you?
Yeah, done it the last 3 years, yeah. So just anything that can help me try to recover as quick as possible. So, you know, this is one of them.
Kind of crimped your back surgery putting your golf game, Charles.
Oh, man. You know, it put an end to my golf season for a minute, you know what I mean? You know, I was on world tour, you know, trying to go on my golf tour. But at the same time, you know, I got to swing it a couple times before I got to camp this year. So it felt good. It felt good.
Does Peppers look the same to you? You've known him now for, y'all both been in the league a lot of years.
When is ever a freakish guy like that going to ever look the same to you? He's always going to look like a freak of nature. You know, he's always going to look just abnormal to everybody else. So that guy is always going to look just freakish. You know what I'm saying? Just like just his speed, his ability to be so big and to be, you know, to carry the weight he can carry. You know what I'm saying? I don't see him at 300 before. I don't see him at 270 before. And all looks the same. You know, it all looks the same. So, you know, for him to just keep that weight on and be able to do the stuff that he does, you know, it's amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, to my eyes, you know, I feel like I'm playing with a Hall of Famer already, you know. Like, I don't see why he shouldn't be on first ballot as soon as he's get out, you know.
How about Mario and his progression? I asked him yesterday. I said, you got number one and two all-time sack leaders on the team, but who's the best pass rusher?
Hey, man, this year it's just going to be eat greedy, I feel like, especially with the talent that we got on there. You know, we just got to make sure we put it all together. I mean, we don't want to waste this year with all the talent we got on the D-line, and especially with Mario, KK, Pep, you know, even Wes, Star coming into his contract year. Butler making a leap from rookie to second year. You know, it's exciting, you know. But like I said, we got to put this work in.
What about him specifically that stood out? What's he like around you guys in the locker room?
Mario?
Yeah.
Mario's a good guy. You know? You can see he's progressing every year. You know, he's getting better every year. And that's the good thing about him. He's a good teammate. He listens to everything that goes around. And he always teaching and helping out the guys, too. So, just to see him make the leap from what he did last year to the year before and to this year, it's exciting. So, you know, I'm just glad he's on our team and didn't hit free agency.
You mentioned contract year for Star. Do you think, just from a player's perspective, most guys think of that, even a guy who just seems to us like is quiet and kind of unassuming as Star?
Star's a guy that's not going to mention anything. You know, he's just that type of guy. You know, just put that work in and let everything talk for itself. So I just want to see him, you know, get everything he deserves. So, I'm working with him just to make sure that he has a big-time year this year.
Charles, because of what you just mentioned about the depth up front and the fact that you're coming off surgery and some of y'all are a little older, do you really welcome kind of the sharing of reps and the rotation even more so than you might have earlier in your career?
We've been rotating for the last, you know, 3-4 years, and we've seen that we got a lot of production out of rotating out DNs, rotating out the D tackles, so you know the production is gotten better, and I mean back then, when I was playing 70-something plays, you know, I was a selfish player. You know, I always wanted every rep, you know, and the older I get, the more I realize, you know, the fresher you are, the more effective you are, you know. So I bought all into the system, and I'm on with it.
You've got a blue machine out there.
Yeah.
DBs have a bunch of blue machines.
Right.
So who's got the best? You or
they just some copycats, that's it, man. They just copycats, that's it. Right. That four-wheel ain't going to do nothing with the blue machine out there, man. I'm a country guy, so I know what I'm doing, you know.